This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In this college graduation season, we're returning to our year-long project called Divided Decade, the financial crisis 10 years later. What we did was we found class of 2008 grads who got their diplomas right as the economy was crumbling beneath their feet. We asked them to share lessons about the job market with this new class of 2018. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
Hi, I'm Paul.
I'm Audrey. Nice to meet you.
We put together a gathering at the University of Central Arkansas, bringing alumni from the class of 2008 to dispense some wisdom to brand new graduates. It got real in a hurry. 2008 graduate Paul Kroger, who studied film and communications, says he started out making half what he expected.
And I wasn't prepared for the amount of time it was going to take to be able to move into that earning capability.
So Kroger took a risk, moving from one city to the next in the telecom business. Studies suggest that mobility helps you boost your wages. It's a better option than staying put, in general. Still, 08 classmate Chris Fettis, an English major, chose to hunker down in Little Rock. He worked at an HR firm and then the state university.
Maybe somewhat as a product of graduating into that environment, I was maybe more reticent to take a risk.
Take what you can get is the alumni advice. Even though the job market today is far better than in 08, new grads still face some challenges. Machines replacing people, outsourcing. Senior Morgan Sweer, a pre-med major, says this job market reality is new to her.
I have many friends who applied for one graduate school or one job, and they're just a little bit more picky about it.
Classmate Angelina Marconi, an exercise science major, finds the advice motivating. She's about to emerge from what she calls the college bubble and assumes job life will get hard.
And I think that's a really important lesson and value that however much we try to plan it out perfectly, it's not going to go that way.
In fact, graduating senior Audrey Bauman is planning for a struggle. She studied creative writing and linguistics.
Well, it's going to be rough to find work at least for a couple years and maybe eventually get better. I guess my fear after graduation is more that like it'll be that way forever.
Perhaps a more realistic fear is starting in a less desirable job. One measure of that, the underemployment rate for young college graduates, is higher today than a decade ago. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.